Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time for the Golden Point, and today we're going to be talking about the Greater Northern Tigers rep sides with our Northern correspondent, Jeff Newling. How you doing, Nuno?
I'm very good, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way, mate. Now, we are speaking about this earlier this morning as the games are actually happening, but things are looking pretty good for the Greater Northern Tigers in the Andrew Johns Cup.
Yeah, they've got a good little side, very good attacking side, a strong pack. They'll go very well. Well, they have done. They've won three of their four games so far, and if they win today, they assure themselves of they finish top of their pool and go into the semis. And if they don't win, they could possibly still make the semis, just depends on other results.
That's a fantastic effort. Now, I'm going to stretch your memory banks, but are there a number of the players who are returning from last year, or is it a full turnover?
That I couldn't tell you.
Sorry, mate.
I'm not up to date with how many of them did play last year.
Well, it's pleasing that they're going well, that's for sure.
They have a number of talented players from what I've seen this year so far. The fullback, Cooper Meldrum, centre and captain Sam Carr, Oscar Atkin, the other centre from Gyra. Jackson Smith, who's been coming on as a second hooker. You know, he's been moved out to 5-8 because of an injury to Brody Campbell. Him and Archie Dowden have been great. Halfback Jordan Hamlin, who they tell me is the son of Nathan Hamlin, who played first grade for West Tamworth back in the old days. Thankfully, he's got a bit more pace, and being a halfback, he's a very good ball player.
Well, the Andrew Johns Cup side looking good for Greater Northern Tigers. The Laurie Daly Cup side, they've had a bit of a tough year so far.
Yeah, they haven't won a game yet. They've really shot themselves in the foot, so to speak, being played well in patches and then just made simple mistakes, especially they score a try and then drop the ball from the kickoff or make a mistake from the kickoff. And so instead of being on a little bit of a roll, they're back on the defensive straight away, and that's really killed any of their chances. But yeah, they've got some good kids there. I shouldn't say kids, they're baby goats. So they've got some good, really good young players. You know, Caleb Hope from Vernonis, Callum Dowell, a little halfback, big Jake Clydesdale from Scone, Billy Heumann plays from Narrabri but comes from Gyra. You know, just talented kids.
Hopefully they'll learn from the experience this year and be better for it next year. There's also the men's and women's side for the Greater Northern Tigers. How's their season been going along?
Well, they had their first games last Saturday. The men had a big win, 48-10 over Newcastle Maitland side Knights. They've got a mixture of experience and good talent. Got a very good spine. Fullback Bailey Taylor played for North Tamworth last year. He's gone back to Denman, I think, this year in Group 21.
Yeah.
He's a very classy individual, very good fullback. Then you've got 5-8 Liam Foran, very experienced. The halfback is Mitchell Doring, who played fullback last year, but he's captain coach of Manila. Yeah, he had a big game last week. And Scotty Blanch, hooker, whereas he, former North Tamworth captain coach, played sort of 5-8 mainly, although he has played hooker in the past as a younger player.
And right.
He told me the other day he's absolutely loving it, playing hooker, so he gets his hands on the ball more often than not. And he says it's all about giving the likes of Doring and Taylor as much room and position as possible.
Well, you can't start better than a victory for the season. What about the ladies' side?
Yep, they lost 30-6 their first round game last week.
Ooh.
Or might have been 30-4. Their lead up to this hasn't been great. We had a few training sessions. So basically, it's a very new side with a few players like Gaynor Blackadder, Lucy Pruden, Elisa Tunamina, a few that played last year.
Yep.
Amy Barakoff, another one at 5-8. She'll be a key player today. So they need to win by a lot more than 26 today to probably have a chance to get into semis. Mm. So it's not ideal, but the coach, Mick Schmiedel, tells me he'll be giving all of the 22 girls in the squad a run, mainly because they've all been attending training, and some of them have to travel 2 to 3 hours. So
good on them.
Yeah, it's been a big ask for them, and they've all put their hands up. And
so all the games for the Greater Northern Tigers are being played at Gulgong today?
They are, Billy Dunoval.
All right, well, we'll keep up to date with those scores as we find them, because they're not exactly easy to find. But Jeff Newling, thank you very much for the update, and we will keep in touch and find out more about Group 4 as our season progresses. Really looking to a great 2022. How about you?
Group 4. Be a very strong competition this year, 9-team first grade competition. It's all going to explode in early April.
Looking forward to it. Nulo, thanks very much for joining us on the Sideline View, mate.
No worries, Andrew.